Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to two young men representing the United States at this month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Nathan Chen and Vincent Zhou are both the sons of Chinese immigrants, and both are among the top men's figure skaters in the world. But that's no guarantee of Olympic gold.
You know, I know he's a hardworking kid, definitely, you know, deserves a spot in the Olympics. I'm excited to get out to South Korea and represent Team USA with him and Adam.
Nathan Chen and Vincent Zhou talk Olympics, family, and quadruple jumps on this week's American Cafe. Nathan Chen is considered the top U.S. contender for a medal in men's figure skating in this month's Olympics in Pyeongchang. The 18-year-old youngest son of Chinese immigrants was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and grew up in the shadow of the Olympic cauldron from the 2002 Winter Games. He fell in love with skating when his siblings took him to a public skating session when he was only 3 years old. Now Chen is a two-time U.S. national champion and one of only a handful of skaters worldwide who can land quadruple jumps. Chen's medal-winning long program at this year's U.S. Championships in San Jose, California, had five of them. Despite being in the spotlight, Nathan Chen says he is not nervous or intimidated by the high-profile Olympic competition.
I think everything outside of the actual programs themselves will be very different, although I don't exactly know what that is yet. I'll see as it comes along. But as soon as I'm on the ice and doing the program that I'm planning out to do, it'll be the same as any other competition. It'll be the same as practice, and that's what I'm focusing on.
Chen also trained in ballet and gymnastics as a child. Nathan says his early dance training is sometimes reflected in the way he moves on the ice.
So being able to have that at a very young age definitely allowed me to come onto the ice and at least know where to put my arms, where to put my, how to move my body so that it, creates a line, how to dance to music. I think all of that definitely helped me as a kid and allowed me to adapt to different styles of skating from hip-hop to contemporary to very classical ballet as well.
Vincent Zhou was born in San Jose, California, where his parents had emigrated to from Beijing. Both his parents worked in the Silicon Valley tech industry, and his mother, Fei Ge, was a key player in developing Oracle's database. But in 2009, Ge quit her six-figure job so she could move to Riverside, California, to support Vincent in his skating. Vincent Zhou says his family has been the pedestal for his success since he was very young.
My mom has always been there with me all over the country to the international competition. She basically dedicates all her time to me, and that's something absolutely irreplaceable.
Vincent's father stayed in the Bay Area and is working to provide not only for Vincent's skating, but also tuition for his sister Vivian, who is attending MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It is a sacrifice not lost on his young son.
My dad is doing his best back in the Bay Area in California to provide income for the family and support my skating. He calls me almost every day just to check on me, see how I'm doing. And my sister, she is living her own life now. She's in college, going to MIT. She tells her friends that she has a brother who's an amazing figure skater who's going to the Olympics. I know that my family is all incredibly proud of me, incredibly supportive, and I truly appreciate that from all of them.
This is Joe's first year on the Senior International Tour. Like his countryman Nathan Chen, he has five quadruple jumps in his long program. Vincent says that he realizes that he is a member of an elite fraternity.
It's kind of like something that not really that many people are able to do five quads cleanly. And I'm one of those people just trying to figure it out and be ambitious and work on it. So It's all a process, and I feel like I'm doing a great job of managing it.
Nathan Chen says he and Vincent know one another from younger competitions, and he is looking forward to taking the ice with him and teammate Adam Rippon.
I competed against Vincent for quite a while, actually. I know he's a hardworking kid, definitely, deserves a spot in the Olympics. We'll definitely add a lot to this team, so I'm excited to, get out to South Korea and represent with him, represent Team USA with him and Adam.
This is the first Olympics for both Chen and Joe, and Vincent says he has sought advice from 1988 Olympic gold medalist Brian Boitano.
That he was the first Olympian I ever watched, I think. When I was a little kid, I watched him on YouTube, and his just the perfection of his jumps, his lines, always has been a great inspiration to me. And now that I have his support and experience to draw on, that's something irreplaceable, and I really appreciate his help.
The competition starts February 16th, and the gold medal will be awarded the next night, which also coincides with the beginning of celebration of the Chinese New Year. Nathan Chen says that he is proud to represent the United States as a Chinese American.
I'm very proud of myself for being able to go to the Olympics, represent Team USA as a Chinese American, and also Vincent Zhou is a Chinese American as well. So it's pretty big to have two, you know, Chinese Americans compete in a men's event, which I don't know if I don't think that's been done before. So you know, in that in itself is a big honor, and honestly, just really excited to get out there. I have to focus on myself before I even think about medals, so that's what I'll do right now.
Vincent Zhou says that he isn't thinking about medals. He just wants to skate his best programs in Pyeongchang.
I definitely want to put out two great performances and just show everyone what I'm really capable of. It sounds cheesy, but it is true. I've been training really, really well, and I have that pressure on myself to perform that way, the way I do in training.
To get on the podium, both Chen and Joe will have to get past a field that includes 2014 Olympic champion Yuzuru Hanyu of Japan, two-time world and five-time European champion Javier Fernandez of Spain, 2014 Olympic silver medalist Patrick Chan of Canada, and 2017 European and Grand Prix final bronze medalist Mikhail Kolyada. So, what do you think? Do you have a favorite men's skater? Are you planning to watch the Olympics? Let us know your opinion by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. To see other episodes of our program, you can log on to our website, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.